Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Ken Carmen effect,
like the lemon pepper Lou
of taking
you
shots.
You just say
at
so many things and take so many shots that it just, oh, it is what it is.
People just kind of give up. They're like, which one? I don't know. Do we have tape of it? Just bleep it.
I'm going to respond. Nothing really. Dash, because I always do dashes, said you took our comments in the morning out of context.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean.
And then defended it.
And that you do that constantly.
Hold on, we don't have to put that part in.
Okay, all right.
And then defended it.
Right,
and then I'll put dash dash 440 segment if you want to hear for yourself.
The double dash I don't like. If you want to be a dash person, that's fine. The double dash.
Well, I mean, it's just
a little insistent.
Would you want me to do like a return thing? All right, I'll do a return.
Well, you just do a
down.
Period.
Period is so strong these days. Who uses periods anymore in text message?
Americans?
No.
The world?
No. No, period means like you're mad at people. If you put a period, if you say something like, if you said, I went to the grocery store, period, people look at that like you're mad.
Is that, when you say people, are you referring to yourself?
No, like the general population looks at periods as, in a completely different way than what you're presenting right now.
I think we're talking
Mac,
exclamation points.
Can you defend
points.
Me here for a second?
I mean, I was going to say, if it's like just an okay period and that's all I get back, yeah, I'm going to assume that you're mad at me. But like
it's
otherwise.
Like a full sentence? It's just a period. You just ended the sentence.
Yeah, I if it's a full sentence, I don't think that somebody's mad at you.
You do question marks. You do exclamation points. If you put a period at the end of a sentence, it signifies something deeper than what it just does if you're doing a regular grammatical sentence.
I got
from my wife, come home now. Period. Much different. Then come home now, period.
Three,
come home now, exclamation
three
point.
Three words.
Come home now, question mark.
Three words
way
is very
different.
Close to one word. If it's a full sentence, hey, honey, can you come home now, period, is not the same thing as come home now, period.
You were asking a question there. Hey, honey, can you come home now would be a period, or would be a question mark, excuse me.
Okay, I need you to come home now, honey, period.
Oh,
there'd
I got the period at the end of that?
Too.
That means she is big mad. That means she is big mad if I got a period at the end.
Thought you said you don't fight.
We don't.
We don't. Just take
she
it.
She actually doesn't really. I would never get that text. If I got that text, I would be like, oh no, I messed up. But no, I don't. I don't get those texts. But if I did, that's what I would think.
Mm. Oh, and by the way, apparently Ken sang back. It was Jason who heard it. And look at that. Get into the bottom of this. Trust tree with a nest on the station.
Wanted to hammer us at 5:56 a.m. That means he wanted to do it before we got on the air? Listen, there was no shots taken at Jason at all. Not in the slightest bit.
Probably should have, though.
Now that we're being roped into it.
With new information.
Now that we're being roped into it.
And I'm surprised you remembered to take those shots later in the show.
Pew, 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 pew.
Now I'm worried he's actually, not worried is the wrong term here. Now I think he actually wants to talk about our like basketball take instead of our drive-by on Ken.
I'm cool with either. You know me.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Now, that being said, I put the Twitter poll out there before the show today.
He just tossed his producer under the bus, so here we go.
Okay, now, I can confirm that is a verified Ken Carmen text. You know it. Like, you know your wife is apparently pissed at you if she ends any text with a period. If Ken ends any exchange with a shot at Mitch, you're good to go. He has not. There's nobody that's hacked his phone. Now that being said, we started the show. Before the show, I threw out the tweet there. At Nick Wilson says, "What do you think's more likely for Kenny Pickett with this Brown or with the Browns this season? Starts week one or he's cut/traded before week one?" About 300 votes in, 64% saying cut/traded. What brought that up was Mary Kay, when she was on with the Morning Boys earlier today, basically declared one direction is a lot more likely than the other.
I would absolutely say closer to being the week one starter. Lately, I've been saying for the past month and a half or so that I think it's going to be one of those veteran quarterbacks. I think it'll be Kenny, or I think it will be Joe. And I've also written that I think all four of them will make the roster. And not only do I think all four of them will make the roster, but I think it's conceivable that they will remain on the roster for a good bit of time, maybe through the trade deadline and maybe beyond the trade deadline, because they're really not sure yet which of those veterans are going to work out the best for them. And the other two quarterbacks are largely developmental.
I would go the opposite. I think it's much more likely Kenny Pickett gets cut or traded by week one. But I think what's fascinating is that you can defend either side and you might end up being right. Like, there's a really healthy chance that Kenny Pickett start week one, and you can make a full-throated argument today, June 26th at 5:30 in the afternoon, and be right. And the same can be said of his ass might not even be in town heading into September.
Yeah, I mean, there's just as much of a possibility of either happening. And I just think it's wild, the people that think that they know one direction or another. Because all the Browns have insinuated to us, like, if you think you are close to the Browns and having an idea what they think about Kenny Pickett, unless you're Andrew Berry or Kenny Pickett, I don't think you really know what's going on. I just, at this point, and by the way, maybe that implies that they don't exactly know what's going on, which I kind of prefer. I don't want them to be steadfast in the belief that they have to make Kenny Pickett be great, because right now on June 26th, they think that Kenny Pickett has the lead. Like, there has to be some flexibility here, and the idea that they would go a different direction if, in fact, better options presented itself.
If you say, which is something similar to what you said earlier today, which is, I don't know who's going to start week one, but I don't think it's Kenny Pickett because I've watched him play football and I don't think he's good enough to be a week one starter in the NFL.
Right.
That's not the same thing as saying, I know they want him to start, so he's going to start. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important distinction, because I think if you read through the details, like, even players in the Browns locker room, like Deontay Johnson on the, what was it, Suits and Sport podcast the other day, saying, yeah, I think we're rolling with Kenny. He doesn't know.
He's got no idea. How would he know?
And also, he's not going to say the alternative, because he and Kenny Pickett might be boys from back in the day in Pittsburgh.
And I'm open to the idea, by the way, that Stefanski and whoever else is going to make that decision is giving hints off to all sorts of different people of different, we'll tell Deontay Johnson we like Kenny Pickett a ton. I'm open to that idea. Maybe that is a real possibility. It doesn't mean anything right now.
And there's another part of this, that the more that they're just outwardly pushing Kenny as a week one starter, and again,
the more we think it's just about trades,
but informed by my thinking that dude can't play football as a starter in the NFL. He shouldn't be starting. And if he does, you're either putting on something, meaning trying to lose, or you're trying to do something that can't be done, which is look what I did with Kenny Pickett. But more than likely, it's probably just you're trying to drive up the trade value. 216-474-0092. What do you think is more likely for Kenny Pickett with the Browns this season? Starts week one, or he's cut by week one? Now, Karen, got to be careful with Karen's here. And Avon Lake has a commentary on our periods in text conversation. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
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 Hi. Now, you were saying about the periods meaning. Tell me what you were saying about the periods meaning.
JP, can you tell us about periods?
It didn't leave that much of an imprint on you, did it? Okay, so the periods.
No, because it's not right.
Why did you call in then?
Boom.
Why did you call in if it didn't leave an imprint?
I think she's saying. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying, and Karen, I have no idea how old you are or anything like that, but I'm saying the younger generation. People 30 and younger, and I'm 30. I'm 36, so I'm a little bit older. But the younger generation looks at the periods as if you've just accosted them, essentially. It is a no-go in the text world for periods. Now, it's different. Again, different age groups. It's different realities there. I don't know how old you are, though, Karen. You tell me.
Well, okay. That shows the immaturity, because periods is... I won the press spelling bee. Okay, and the period, thank you. The period, you're stating something.
See?
Okay?
I know, but a text message is not, if you want a press spelling bee, a text message is not a literary.
Why are you arguing with her? She won a spelling bee.
That's, that all has to do with English and grammar. And
I know, but grammar goes out the window with text messages. The same grammar rules that apply when you're writing for the New York Times does not apply. It does not apply for text messages.
Can I give you my opinion?
Of course.
If I know you went on vacation, I said, hey, what are you doing today? And you said, I'm on vacation, exclamation point. That's like, really? Don't you know where I'm at?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, the exclamation point,
that's the
you
middle
can
finger.
Take, at, right, you can take that.
That's not my world. In my world, I use exclamation points all the time.
Maybe your world's not the right world.
It's to convey, I am too young.
You're too young.
You're right about that, Karen. You're right about that.
You just gave him the best compliment he could ever want, Karen.
I can't argue that with you.
Can I say, though, that I love Joe Flacco?
I believe it. I believe it.
Well, that's because you're too young.
I know. Now, let me ask you.
Nick tells me all the time
when you say
I'm too young for Joe
when
Flacco.
When you say you love Joe Flacco, is that with an exclamation point or is that with a period at the end?
That's with an exclamation point.
Look at that. Karen.
What I'm saying. You could take the exclamation point either way, but the period just means the end of the statement.
Karen, we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Karen.
She cracked herself up there.
You were about
I like that
go,
she applauded herself, too.
Well, no, I applauded. I think she
I
just,
know, but then she got on that. She was like, yes, that's right.
She's
that's
just
right.
a supportive person.
I know.
Man.
I know.
You realized how I got. There was a pivot within that call.
You backed away from the mic.
Yes, I did. Mm. Yeah, I'm not gonna. Mm. I'm not
Band
gonna
of
say,
Brothers.
Okay,
it's a, watch it's, it sometime.
It's pure. No.
Real Brothers in Arms moment
you are,
there.
No.
As you let me be the one to explain.
No, because she's not Germany in this scenario. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same team. America.
What team is that?
The American team. Thank you very much.
Yeah, as I have to explain how text messages are not the New York Times.
She won a spelling bee and you didn't.
Yes, that's very factual according to her.
All right, you're not Johnny Spelling Bee, all right? And I think we got to address that on air.
Yeah,
Did anyone else enjoy that as much as I enjoyed it?
It's the only way to get to the bottom of it, though. It's the only way. I mean,
you started with the age, which is the worst one you can go to.
It's what I had to. The whole difference, because you're in that group, too, that doesn't understand periods at the end of sentences. There is an age gap here, and I'm sorry you're too old to understand how periods are now being conveyed
There's
in text messages.
There's 3 years difference between you and me.
And apparently something happened in those 3 years.
Yeah, bad grammar on your end.
I'm just telling you how it is in society right now. You throw a period at the end of a sentence in a text message, people think you're big mad.
I did forget at the Olympics you were one of the freestyle dancers. You're so young that you're able to be in there with the hip young kids with the backwards ball caps and whatnot.
Yeah, well, you're the one wearing the backwards ball cap right now.
Because I'm still a hip young kid, too.
That's your attempt at being a hip young kid. It's like when I wear Jordans. What are we trying to prove?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get off my lawn.
You know what? We're just going to shake like gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Because
no,
anywhere
I'm backing away
from
the mic
here,
is what I'm doing.
I can get personal. No, we shake hands like gentlemen and we get back to Kenny Pickett. Yes? 1, 2, 3, huzzah. What's your favorite Christopher Walken movie? I do think it's funny just to get back to this.
Yeah.
That it's entirely possible to go back to the Rosenthal audio yesterday, where he said the Browns want Kenny Pickett to win the job. And that's true. And I also think they're shopping him.
Yes.
What other team can you actually
say that in
the NFL?
But I don't think the Browns want him to win the job. And I'm basing that based off of my knowledge of Kenny Pickett. And that's what I have to keep going back to, is that I have to trust what I believe about this situation to be true. And that is, ultimately, they'll find out, and they already know who Kenny Pickett is, but there's no part of them that wants Kenny Pickett to just straight up win the job. The only way that could be reality is if Kevin Stefanski thinks that that's his Sam Darnold and that's his golden ticket to being perceived as an awesome head coach in the NFL because he took a quarterback that was perceived to be nothing and turned him into something. But you're going to have a lot of Greg Rosenthals and a lot of NFL media types tell you what they think they believe the Browns are thinking, and I don't think much of it is baked in reality right now.
A lot of thinking there. Michael,
that's a lot of thinking.
Of the younger millennial demographic here, saying, I'm 33, and I've never heard of this period statement JP is making.
Wow. Some people are an older 33 than others, I guess.
Some are saying you're now
maybe
too
he needs
old.
Maybe he needs to text a little bit more, too. Maybe that's what that is. I'm not sure.
Well, you think a younger or millennial doesn't text more than you?
Maybe. Am I in the wrong texting groups, then? Like, in my texting groups, if you send a period at the end of it, you owe me business.
Maybe you just have a bunch of sensitive bees you're in a text thread with.
That's a possibility as well, Nick.
Yeah, we got to get that you to a better class of people.
They're good classes of people, but they might be sensitive.
It doesn't sound like they're good classes of people.
I think they're good class of people.
Wow. You have a problem with periods at the end of the sentence. Maybe you're part of the problem.
You created a problem for me with periods at the end of the sentence.
I think you offered up the opinion. Well, I don't think I created it.
You definitely created it. If anything, we were just confirming the fact that Ken tweets in a very proper way or texts in a very proper way, in my opinion.
Couple young millennials, me and Ken.
No period at the end of it there. No period at the end of it there. Like, Ken's texts make a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
For your sensitive friend group. What is more likely for Kenny Pickett? He starts week one or he's out of a job in Cleveland. And more on the Browns quarterback kerfuffle in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We have a decent amount of young people to work for us.
Yeah.
We could really get like a straw poll going.
Well, maybe we should.
Mac, go ahead and text all the 21-year-olds to 25-year-olds here. Not Mackenzie. Don't be a creeper. And ask what a... What?
He was so offended by that.
Why are you offended by that?
I was not just, offended.
It was okay. That's
you looked,
good.
You looked disgusted.
It just came
out of nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just looking out for everybody here and don't want you to end up on a list or something like that. But, like, I
see your guys' budding relationship continues to shine.
He's gonna house sit for me next week.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the responsibilities of that look like?
That was a very loaded. He's gonna watch over Mongo, watch over Cash the Cat, make sure there's food for him, and make sure they get out multiple times a day and get played with.
I got like 12 million questions. I hope you don't mind some follow-ups here. All right, Mac, how much is he paying you per visit?
I told him I still had to basically just because I don't know how far it is from Wadsworth to the drive to work and everything like that.
So we're negotiating.
Yeah, we're working through it.
But we're confident. We're so confident at this point.
What do you think the starting
it's
number
like the
should be?
Brown Stadium. You got to put the you got to dot the T's and cross the I's and whatnot.
Yeah.
But we're pretty confident
this
thing's happening.
Well, this is a good question for people. 216-474-0092. What should the daily rate be for house sitting
I was going to start at $100.
Oh, but per day?
Not per day. Good
that's what we need to clarify, because I think some people heard $100 per day and thought, yeah, that's the standard rate. You want to do $100 for what are you going? Three days?
I said the starting was going to be $100, but I think he needs to figure out whatever it is.
How many days is this?
This would be Wednesday through half a day Saturday.
4 days? He gets 25 hours of visit?
Three and a half days.
It's a fourth day. He's coming for a fourth. Is he coming Saturday?
No,
he
would already
Saturday?
Be there on a Saturday.
He's leaving on a Saturday. You're going to live in the house for those 4 days?
Yeah, he's house sitting.
You're legitimately doing it. You're going to pay him $100. So he might enjoy the vacation, though, is the other part of this.
How much would you?
This might be like a vacation to him.
How much would you pay?
I'm thinking like $100 a day maybe is what the rate needs to be, not $100 total.
I don't believe you at all. You are the thriftiest human being I've
pay
ever
someone,
met.
I wouldn't pay someone to house sit for me, though. That's the difference between me
you
and
are you. You are the thriftiest human. There's not a shot in hell you'd pay $100.
You know I'm frugal, but I also pay fair rates around here. And that's $25 a day for sitting in your house. And I mean, unless the whole idea is that it's just like, Mac, is this a vacation for you? Is that what this is?
I mean, a bet, yeah. I'd be.
Are you doing this like work? Or are you doing this like I'm going to sit up on his couch, watch his TV,
eat his food,
and
why
do everything
can't it be
that
both,
way?
By the way,
well, that's what he's going to turn it into, regardless. I mean, he's going to sit around your house and basically
I'd like him to.
He's going
to
do all sorts of things around your house that you don't want him doing, but that's either here nor there.
Just on the leather couch, not on the one that you know it's going to be.
I would wash a lot of sheets when you get back. Is the point here? I'd wash a lot of sheets. But
again, this is the guy that allegedly would pay you $100 a day, Mac. I'm just saying.
$25 a day feels it's almost criminal.
I mean, I think the first 3 days are really Karen. It's really like $33 a day, and then like a dollar for that last day.
$1.
You gotta, it's an itemized breakdown here.
Like it's like a punch ticket where you get the, way, you get the fourth day
free. I was
free.
Willing to also pay gas. So like $100 in total plus gas.
Is that what the calculations, the final calculations are? Is to figure out what the gas price is?
I thought that'd be fair. Johnny West side,
I mean,
over
you,
there.
You know what it
costs.
I
know the going rate and no so.
Do you know what it costs if you have to put Mongo up into a, like, and actually have him in a.
So I got
to
pay
a dog shelter?
I got to pay crating for
you
him.
You can give yourself a
him?
Little bit of a discount, but crating your dog these days is incredibly expensive.
I think you're just trying to cost me money. I think that's
I
what
really
you're
am
trying
not,
to do.
I really am not. I'm actually,
yeah,
I mean.
Because you're so pro-Mac on this show.
Well, I mean, I am, of the two of us, more pro-Mac than the guy I'm talking to right now. And apparently more pro-Mac than what your checkbook is apparently saying. All right, that's fine. $25 a day. I hope you enjoy it, Mac. Hey, listen, he's not forcing you to say yes. So if you say yes, that's on you at the end of the
and
day.
And in fairness,
I haven't
by the
given
way,
a number yet.
And if he came back and said that's not enough money, we could absolutely make a deal.
Okay,
here.
Good. Maybe you should say that, Matt, because he just said you can do that. But like,
he already said, because he was supposed to come up with a number. I was just saying where my head was starting at, $100 plus gas.
I think the number could be higher, is the suggestion.
Yeah, it says the guy not paying it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you
says
had,
the guy
it's like
who
you
would never pay it.
If you had a business, you're basically starting at below minimum wage as far as the scale is concerned.
Except
for $25
it's not his
a day.
Job.
Well, it is for 3.5 days, essentially. If he's watching everything.
You are a so-and-so. I'll tell
what?
You.
It's true. I need to know actual going rate prices for house sitting. Maybe it's supposed to be something just a buddy does for
wait,
a buddy.
Wait.
I don't know.
When you house sat.
I've never had anyone,
when you
I've never
house
paid
sat,
anyone to house sit.
What was the last time you house sat, Mac?
It was a couple of years ago now.
Did you... Are you sure? Because it was like, wasn't it like last year?
He goes,
no,
are you
no,
sure?
No. It was 2023. That's what it was.
What was the going rate?
It was over, I want to say, 6 days, and they paid me about $350.
Oof. That is a lot.
It's not cheap to get people to come to your house and then, like, you know, take care of your house.
I also have taken under my wing a bit, though. You know, my my leadership, I'm giving it to him for free. You know what I mean?
You can't put a price on that, can you?
You can't. And I mean, like, I'm basically like a second life coach, some would say.
Listen, I mean,
not like the first life coach, but I'm right there behind the first guy being like, let's do this.
If Mac wants to do another guy's that he's just helping out a buddy and that's all that is, then that's a different story, you know. But once compensation was talked about, I figured it was a different setup.
I should have known. I could have said $1,000 and there's not a shot in hell. JB, like, I think it's a little light. I think it's a little light.
Not a chance.
NC Browns fan saying $30 a visit. So $30 a day.
You're not just visiting. You're staying the whole entire time.
He's saying, well, no, so that's per day, per visit.
Come visit a couple times a day, Mac, because you have to feed him a couple times a day.
No, he can have whatever's in my...
No, I mean, he leaves, he visits in the morning, and then he leaves, and he goes to work, and then he visits at night to come back. That's, like, that's two visits.
That's not really how this works. Again, you're just using this whole thing to try and chintz me out of money, which is dirty pool. Band of Brothers, watch it sometime.
No.
This is why Karen...
Is it chintzing you out of money, or is it trying to help me get some more money?
This is why Karen did not care for you.
I thought Karen liked me a great deal.
I think she liked me a lot, and well, I think she put up with you.
Yeah, that's fine. We all saw it one way. It's okay. That's all right.
I mean, I think Karen was like, this Nick Wilson
listen,
guy could win
get,
a spelling
don't get
bee.
Hurt because the insinuation is that you're just cheating out Mac Robinson on money. Don't get hurt by that.
Yeah, okay. Why would I with the loaded statement you just had
it's,
there?
It's okay. Don't get hurt by that. It's okay.
I'm not hurt by
maybe,
it.
Maybe pay a
I'm just
standard,
gonna remember the
maybe
next
pay a standard
time,
fair rate, and we don't have to have these discussions.
The next time that
does your,
did that
your
this
responsibilities
comes up,
do they extend beyond just feeding Mongo?
No,
do you have to do anything
it's
else?
It's enjoy country air.
He goes.
It's he enjoy.
Goes, he goes. You tell me. I'm at your service. Thank you.
It's enjoy country air. It's it's
sure
relax in the solitude of Wadsworth, Ohio. We have a pond. Go watch for ticks, but go walk around the pond if you want.
Yeah, I want you to really make that house your own. I want you to really make that house your own.
Oh, man, I hope one day.
What? I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog. There's
one day,
a house sitter opportunity
for the Peterlands.
It's never going to come up.
And I'm going to hire a professional photographer.
It's never going
to
come up.
To get a picture of me bare ass on your couch.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to want to. And not just bare ass on
you to house it now.
Not just on your couch. Everything.
Yeah. Okay.
On your fridge.
What are you house sitting? My golf clubs? What are you house sitting?
Just the house. Got to make sure, you know, it's no so. Yeah. You need security.
I got security. I got cameras everywhere.
You guys
everywhere.
Get a little, you're going to see some things on that camera, I'll tell you right now. I'm going to get my, whatever the upcharge that just happened on this segment, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
216-474-0092. Johnny Upcharge over here is trying to jam me up. Saying
Mickey Cheapskate over here is trying to say $25 a day is a good rate.
Oh, you calling anyone a cheapskate is
frugal.
The richest.
There's a difference. I'm frugal.
No, you are cheap. You are cheap.
I'm pretty cheap.
By the way, Radu's saying Mac gets meal money. No, there's food.
Oh, good point. That's a good point.
There's food in the house.
Yeah,
just
but it's
make
be
the
like,
food.
Did you have to make a real, like, I went to the grocery store and got the things you like type of trip, not a, we've had a five-day-old.
I'm 350 pounds. You think I don't have a house full of food?
I mean, but he doesn't want, like, you know, five-day-old mac and cheese that's just kind of sitting there and left over for
that.
Him. Like, get
His
him,
name is Mac.
Get him, like, actually, like, hey, Mac, what's your favorite soft drink? What do you like to eat? Do you like, and then go from there.
You are nickel and diming me.
It's just good courtesy
is just
all.
Not friendship.
I bring someone into my house. I want to make sure I take care of them. They're
in
my house.
You wouldn't bring somebody into your house.
Well, I said, if I brought someone in my house,
so
I'm going to take care of them.
How would you know? Because you've never done it and you won't do it.
Well, I mean, I can live in a world where I imagine if I were to have brought someone into my house.
Oh, this is like when I say if I'm a billionaire, I'd give everybody in my family $1 million.
Exactly right.
And then I'd get $1 billion and nobody but me would have the money.
I mean, I also tell people if I was a billionaire, I'm sure I'd give people money.
You're sure?
I'm sure you would not. Sure I would.
You would not. I got to let it get in the markets, all right? I got to set it out there.
You got to let the money make money. You know? let the money soldiers do their work first, and then we start spreading the wealth.
All right, real
Compound
quick here.
Compound interest, baby.
Real quick here. Mike and Medina, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, I've been listening about the dog sitting. We just had a dog sitter 2 weeks ago. We went to Disney. We paid her $300 for 7 days, and she stayed at our house the whole time and ate our food. And yep, so and that's the going rate. We've used her several times. So
all right, and
that was like $40 a day.
Thank you very much.
Now
that's Medina prices.
All right, 45.
And Medina is a little more well off.
We've had a couple people. One person said what it was closer to 65 to begin with. The other person said 45. That's almost. You're at 25. Like you're not scratching the surface yet.
No. Somebody said $30 a visit. Don't forget the $30 a visit.
Oh,
guy.
You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot about that guy already. Yeah. Okay. You're still underperforming everyone else that we've talked to in this.
Except $30 a day guy, because it's 3.5 days.
No, you're $25 a day is still underperforming the $30 a day guy.
Well, you know, but.
And that's the low end of the low end that we've got.
Well, because 216-474-0092. Not enough people have pitched in here. What's the right going rate for Mac? To house sit for me and dog sit for me. Had to make sure I finished that sentence there. And what's the deal with the offensive line? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.